Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this October 24th, 2024. Have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. In part two today, we're going to speak with our friend Jackie L. Carantini, associate professor with UW Extension. Right now in studio, our friends, our family, Family Natural Foods. We got Stephen and Katrina Hittner with us today. Gang, how you guys doing?
Hey, good.
Doing good? All right, good.
Everything's going good
to have you guys with us. Appreciate the time. There is so much going on over there. Where do you want to start?
Oh, we've got a couple different things going on. So let's highlight our presentation coming up because it's on Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, October 29th at 5:15 at Family Natural Foods. So this one's going to be fun. We've briefly mentioned it. We're going to just highlight it again. It's a panel discussion.
Yeah.
First time we're doing this.
Yeah, we always get so many questions at some of our talks. And sometimes people are asking questions that aren't really on topic. Mm-hmm. You know, mostly they are. But, you know, at the same time, it's like, hey, that's fine. You get like, you get somebody in front of you who you're like, hey, they have good information.
Yes.
Just ask them whatever you need to know at the time. And so we're like, why don't we do this for a whole
presentation,
basically. So we really want people, that's why we're on the radio today, to sit down and be like, hey, what would I like to ask? Write a couple notes down, even right now, or, you know, in the next, you know, week, basically. And when you come in on Tuesday for the presentation, you can just ask us and we'll answer whatever we can.
Yeah, there's going to be fun. A couple different, a few of us doing the presentation. You know, we have a registered nurse on staff. We have two different herbalists. And then, like, everybody else is their own expert in different things and have studied different, you know, medical technologies. And we have a great array of different folks.
When you think of like our combined knowledge, like the years of experience, and then you add it up, it's like quite a brain trust.
Yes.
And so to get more than one of us up there at a time, you've got like a lot of, you're like crowdsourcing some good knowledge.
Yeah.
And we all like crowdsourcing stuff. That's what we do when we go to Google. We're crowdsourcing.
But this is a live
crowdsource, and it's a little more verified. I'd at least like to think so. You know, you go to Google, and who knows? You get on rabbit holes that aren't always that accurate, and you got to find the right sources. It's kind of tiring sometimes.
Well, but this way, you don't have to spell the word correctly. Like that really helps. It really helps a lot.
Try to say it right.
Yes.
Right.
Well, and
close enough, it's fine.
I think what's so nice about this is, you know, it's not just asking one person a question. It's multiple of us. So let's say you ask a question about, let's say, like immune health and how to benefit your immune system going into the season. Well, you might get Steven's perspective, but you also might get Jamie's or Kelly's perspective on it as well.
Yeah.
So it's really like a different angle. And we all come from it at a different angle. So you're getting this brain trust, like Steven's saying.
Yeah.
So I think it'll be really great.
And when I've been to panel discussions before, what I also like about it is people ask questions I never thought to ask.
Yes.
And so it's not always my question that actually is the most interesting or that I even value the most. It's like, hey, Katrina asked this question. I never thought that. That's great. I'd like to know more about immune health too. Like, bring it on, right? And I think looking back, we've done panel discussions a couple of times. And our biggest turnout probably ever, outside of maybe Terry Natural talking, maybe Mike Hittner rivaled it too. He did a pretty good job.
True.
But you know, in the top three, let's call it, for presenters, was when we did a panel discussion a few years ago, and we had three different people on the panel again, and folks just came out for it. They were all about it. So I think this is going to be a lot of fun. We're really excited.
Bring questions, but if you don't have a question, that's okay, because you're going to, like Stephen said before, you're going to learn something from somebody else's question. And if we might add in a few other details on, you know, maybe it's immune health, or we might talk a little bit on essential oils. So
We've got some like ideas if we need to like start some questions, you know, get people warmed up.
Yes.
I think we're going to do a little bit of like, we're kind of theming around fall, but really what that means is like cold and flu season.
So
a little bit on essential oils, which falls into that too, overlap. So, you know, if you're interested in like cold and flu stuff and maybe a little bit about essential oils, that's also a reason to come, because I'm sure that's going to come up through the questions or just through our own prompts.
Yeah, absolutely.
When it comes to, you know, studying, interviewing, and prepping for this job, one of the things that it took me a while to learn was the greatest questions are usually not the ones that you prep and that you have prepared. It's usually the basic question, hey, where are you from? And that spawns off a million great questions.
Yes.
Whoa, you're from there? I've never met anybody from there, and et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
So bring your brain. brain and bring some, you know, an open mind and look forward to, you know, probably having some questions pop up in your head from what you're hearing from others.
Yes.
Somebody else may have a question that you think of, well, that's sort of what I'm curious about, but I just want to make it, you know, fine tune it a little bit to me.
Mm-hmm.
And like you guys said, the knowledge you're going to get could be useful in a million different categories that you may not even be thinking of right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's quite a comment from probably a guy who asks more questions than a kindergartner.
That's good.
Throughout the day, you know, I don't think there's anybody who asks more questions than Wisconsin Rapids than James does.
I think you got me on that one. Yeah. That's a good one. That's good. A great line.
Seth, you might have to take that line, I feel like.
I'm marking that. Yes. 5:15.
So, yeah, it's going to be on October 29th at 5:15, and it's going to be our panel discussion. So come with questions, but if you don't have questions, come anyways because it's fun and you'll learn something.
It was at about 5:15 he said that, too.
Uh-huh.
So that's awesome. There are no coincidences.
That's great.
We'll be talking about this. This panel discussion will be encouraging people to attend and making sure that you guys get a good crowd for it.
Yeah,
well, if there isn't enough questions, we'll just have James and a kindergartner come.
Yep.
Absolutely. Yes.
They'll fill the void.
And be on the lookout because I'm starting to work with them behind the scenes of it. Also incorporating a Simpsons need. Because you guys got your bases covered when it comes to health and the human body.
What if
somebody asks a Simpsons question?
That would be you.
You want to go to the resource for this.
Yeah.
Just saying, you know, maybe next panel discussion to have me out there.
Yeah, it's a little too late to ask you now, but, you know, really, we should have thought of that earlier.
Yeah, what were you thinking?
Stephen and Katrina putting up with me here on Midday Magazine joining us. Where would you like to go next?
Yeah, so I just want to do the reminder of the turkey sign up. Mm-hmm. So Thanksgiving is coming up. Time to talk turkey. Gobble, gobble. November 16th is the deadline for signing up for turkeys. We're excited to have, you know, these fresh Wisconsin local turkeys. They're coming in fresh. They're good. There's no hormones, no antibiotics in it. You know that you're going to get a good turkey. And we have the reason why you know this is the people that buy these turkeys every year. They come back every year after year after year.
We've had people have been doing this for 20 years or more.
20 plus years, and they're buying these turkeys. So that right there speaks to it. And so come sign up for your turkey, and the deadline is November 16th for that one.
What is it about these turkeys that people keep coming back for, Katrina?
I think it's just that they trust and know that it's a cleaner bird, right? It's raised outside. It's, you know, free range, running around.
It tastes better, too, for all those reasons.
Yeah.
More flavorful, but then you can trust that there's not the, you know, the gunk put inside of them, like the hormones and the antibiotics.
I spent my whole life eating maple syrup the same way we all do from the store and everything. Mm-hmm. It was only about 10 years ago or so that I actually had like a homemade maple syrup. I've never gone back. Mm-hmm. It's completely different. Yeah. I can't enjoy the store-bought stuff.
Can't.
I can't do it.
Well, now you need to also harvest your own maple syrup so you really
appreciate it. Oh, God, I want to do that. Mm-hmm. I literally want to do that like right now.
That'd be a fun remote broadcast.
Yes, it would. I'd do that.
Yeah, like out in the woods somewhere. I'm sure there's a lot of maple syrup.
And now
farmers.
We're tapping into the tree and then dripping down. You'd really have to describe every detail of it, but that would be. Really
I'd
fun.
So do it though. I'd love to. To that example though, I've heard a lot of people reference the turkeys this way that they've had turkey their whole life a certain way. Once you try these turkeys, there's no going back.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if you want to try these turkeys, sign up by November 16th, and we will get you on that list.
Mm-hmm.
Last sweet thing we want to talk about is Halloween.
Yeah. Nice.
So just a quick thing, you know, it's typically the holiday where we're handing out candy, and that's completely fine. There's clean candy options that we have in the store if anybody is looking for
that. No crazy red dye number whatever that makes your kid hyperactive.
Yeah, the next like day / month that you have.
Some stuff we've got has like honey as a sweetener, you know, like all sorts of fun
Halloween's
options.
On a Thursday. I mean, you got Friday to worry about as parents and everything. Anything with less sugar sounds like a good call.
Exactly. Yeah. So we have that. I mean, if you want to be really creative, you could think of other things too. I don't have a ton of kids that come to our house, so I maybe spend a little bit more because I don't need as many.
Yeah.
So if you're somebody like that, maybe you end up buying like a meat stick or something like that and divvy that out. You can be a little bit more.
That's
a great idea. I wish I would have come into across that when I was a kid. That'd be great.
Beef jerky would be good for the kids.
I remember trick-or-treating, and when we would trick-or-treat in some of the subdivisions, there was one house we always hit up, and it was a dentist, and they gave out they gave out toothbrushes. And I thought it was super clever.
That is
like,
cool.
You know, as a kid, you're like, oh, toothbrush, whatever. But I would always be like, sweet, I got a new toothbrush. And like, we all know we're going to need it now. Yeah, like, really need it. Mm-hmm. So, just wanted to highlight that we have different options. We could brainstorm even more, but just wanted to let people know that there's other clean options for that.
Yeah, we get a lot of people stopping in this time of year because they're kind of like, how can I do this better?
Mm-hmm.
How can I do this a little differently? And you talk to Katrina, you always get some good alternative ideas.
We're all here for the ideas.
Yes.
It's all here. So we wanted to just do a quick little pivot on talking a tiny bit about Immune. We've talked about this product before. It's called Lactoferrin. It's a newer product from Terry Natural, our friend over in Green Bay. So Lactoferrin is, they're combining two different things. Propolis, which is one of my absolute favorite products from Terry, especially for kids' health. It's good for like earaches, ear health. It's good for deep immune. It's good for like respiratory. It's good for candida and different viruses. Like, it's amazing product, and it's in a chewable form or capsule.
Yeah, and propolis, just so people who haven't heard the word before, is the, for bees, you know, they all live together. Basically, propolis is the immune system for the hive. It's the collective immune system. It's what keeps them protected and safe. And so it's not actually made by the bees, but it's collected by the bees. So the bees collect these different, basically, it's a lot of rosins from trees.
Like, yes, like pines.
Like pine, like kind of maybe sap. I don't know what it is. But they collect all these things in nature, kind of like their own little herbalist. You got these bees with their, you know, great wisdom. Bees are really amazing things.
Yes, they're incredible.
Amazing little creatures. We can't live without them.
No, we can't. They pollinate all of our things. So James right now is crunching down on a lactoferrin sample that's got the propolis and the lactoferrin. And what are you thinking of it?
I love it. It doesn't have a chalk feel to it.
No, it's
and like
not
a
chalky.
Lot of things like this too. Mm-hmm. And it's very easy to chew.
Yeah.
It's a very easy chew, but with a nice berry. Is there a berry in
there?
Yeah,
it's a berry flavor. Yep. I didn't even explain that to you. Yeah, good. Mixed berry flavor. So, yeah, it's a good one. Most kids like it. My kids love it.
Oh, yeah, it's great. We had, like, a parent who was in, and they were like, oh, what could I use? And I was like, well, we have this sample if you want to try it. Mm-hmm. So they're like, her kids were with her at the time. So she's like, yeah, let's do that. Because, you know, like every parent, they're like, should I buy this if my kids
will
are not going
like
it?
Yeah.
And the kids loved it, and she bought a bottle. And like Katrina said, I really haven't found anybody who doesn't like these. They're really good. And the other thing, you know, for parents to know, there's a, you know, whole craze about gummy vitamins, which, you know, maybe have a place. But long story short, I'm usually not a big fan of them. These are sweetened with, you know, like xylitol. And different natural sweeteners. So you're not going to get a bunch of sugary stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Probably good for your mouth and gum health.
Yeah.
Because actually that propolis that's in there would help kill bad bacteria.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of what those bees collect to protect their hive and their hive's immune system, basically.
That's really interesting.
And the lactoferrin, just to explain what that is kind of like colostrum. It's similar to colostrum, or it's derived from colostrum. It's more concentrated, basically, than colostrum, so you don't need as much of it. But that's, you know, like in any mammal, the first milk provides a lot of immunity to the young mammal. So like in a cow's case, which is where this comes from, is cow's milk. It would provide some immunity to the young calf. And so, you know, lactoferrin is a really great thing to build up your immune system. You could take it, you know, when you're in the middle of having a cold, but I think, you know, you could also take it and it would work great for preventing and building up your immune system ahead of time. And it seems to me to be one of this formula, like Katrina said, having used it with her kids from a young age, it seems like one of the safest things and gentlest, yet comprehensive for your whole immune system products you could take. And it's always cool when you find natural things that are gentle like this. That doesn't mean they're ineffective. I would use it as an adult. Actually, Katrina's first experience as an adult, obviously.
Yeah, a couple years ago when Terry came out with just the propolis and chewable, I was at a conference and I had kind of like this ear, nose, throat thing going on. I'm like, oh, should I even go to the conference? And I decided to go. And they gave us a sample right when we came in of a bottle. And I was like, okay, I'm going to do this well. Mm-hmm. So I took like five of the chewables within 2 hours. And I was significantly better with after those 2 hours.
Yeah, wow.
Just because I pumped it a little heavier, but it targets ear, nose, throat. Like that is one of its best things. Mm-hmm. And how many kids have ear, nose, throat issues when they have a cold? So this is one that when my kids are sick, I don't feel bad giving them a little extra of it because it really boosts. And like Stephen was saying, it's a very safe and effective product.
Well, and to hear how quickly it can help, how quickly it can work. That's great.
Absolutely. So very cool product. You know, if we have some samples of it, we're happy to let you try some.
Yeah, bring your kids in, then you'll know, you know, or bring yourself in. It's not only for kids, certainly. For the whole family.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing I forgot to mention too is this chewable form. One of the advantages is that it has an enhanced absorption with this Gamazorb technology that Terry's been working with. It's a natural thing, obviously, as well, but it helps it absorb even better. So you don't actually need as much as, you know, you probably don't even need five of them.
Nope, probably don't.
You would be safe and fine, but you know, it's perfectly fine to do that. Katrina was doing a
really gung-ho,
a really good experiment, and it worked. But you know, probably two or three would be plenty for an adult.
Yeah, good to know.
And especially this time of year, perfect thing to bring up this time of year.
Absolutely. So now we're going to pivot over to collagen and something called Biosil, which is a collagen generator. It's actually derived from silica. So we wanted to highlight it. So like, right, collagen, we've heard a lot about and how beneficial it is. And I have a sample that I'm gonna let James taste. It's a flavor. It's a berry one.
Okay. Most collagen things that I've heard and seen are mostly in pills or in a dripper or something. I haven't seen one that you drink before.
Yeah. Yep. This company is Nature's Plus, and they have lemonade, I believe, is this flavor.
Yeah, kind of lemonade collagen, and it's a multi-collagen, so it comes from like four different sources.
Yeah.
So you get like all the broad benefits of collagen with this.
More.
All right.
That was really good.
That's tasty. Yeah. If you like lemonade, really, you're going to love it.
And so if you want a flavor, that's great. But a lot of people like to add collagen just to their everyday life. Mm-hmm. So collagen is often being added to like coffee and things like that.
Yeah, definitely.
And what collagen's known for is that it's really good for hair, skin, nails, joint health, digestive issues. It kind of heals the gut line, the gut lining. It's bone health.
Yeah, there's a long list.
It's a lot of different things. But we want to pivot over to its friend silica. That's more of a, so this is coming, this is a collagen, and it's going to help, you know, go into the bones and really build up, help your skin, etc. But we're going to pivot over to silica, which is a collagen generator.
Yeah, so this BioCell is a really cool product. It's like Katrina said, it's a collagen generator. So your body has the capacity to make its own collagen. Mm-hmm. So you don't necessarily have to take collagen, but as we get older, you might want the benefits of more collagen, like, you know, less wrinkles, fuller hair,
better nails.
You know, those are the things I'm always looking
joint
for in
health,
life.
For yes. Sure.
And, I have a friend who a couple years back started taking something similar to this.
Yeah.
And he did it because he wanted it. He was worried about losing hair and everything.
Mm-hmm.
When I talked to him like about a month or 2 months later or something, we're working on a sketch. He's talking and all he's raving about is how his joints, he's getting out of bed in the morning. Jumping out of bed. And he hasn't done that since he was a teenager.
Yeah.
So, he's a little older than I am and has just been blown away by this. He's still taking it and he could care less about his hair. Well, probably cares a little bit, but you know, it's more about like what it's done for
Isn't
his joints
cool?
and everything. I wouldn't have known that until he said something about it. I don't think this is as common knowledge as some people might think. It's a great one to bring up.
That's sort of like the side benefits, and I always love finding products like collagen. Katrina just like listing off things like a long, I don't know, like encyclopedia over here of what this stuff's good for. And that's a really great thing about collagen. So maybe you start taking it for like me, like for vanity, but then you end up with great joints.
It's a win-win.
And you're like, you know, you're able to get out of bed a little easier in the morning.
And this happens more and more with natural products than with anything that you find in your average store. It's one of the reasons why we encourage you to check out things at Family Natural Foods. It's one thing to get more bang for your buck with your product. It's a whole other when the product itself is able to do more.
Right.
Products that are man-made just don't tend to do that very often. They are a one-trick pony. That, hey, you're buying it for this, it helps with this, yeah. and that's about it.
And about it, except for all the side effects, yes, which is like an encyclopedia of its own.
Right.
Yeah. Instead of an encyclopedia of good things, it's a negative encyclopedia they ramped off really quickly at the end of a commercial.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the interesting thing about BioSil, so some people, maybe it just doesn't work for their routine or they're traveling or whatever, they don't want to use the powders. You know, the plain powder, the unflavored, you mix with coffee maybe or whatever you want to mix it with, your smoothies, or these flavored ones like you tried that taste really good. So in a capsule form, the trick with collagen is you need to get a lot of it. You'd probably have to take a handful of capsules, you know, grams of it a day, an ounce maybe. But the nice thing about this collagen generator from BioSil is you only need to take one or two capsules a day. Really convenient, really easy. And what's special about it is it's clinically proven. It says that right on the front of the box. Clinically proven collagen generator. So this is a product that was developed, I think, in Belgium. It's a European product anyways. And they had done a lot of clinical research. And I just opened the box again to see if this is still true, because it usually is. They have this little slip of paper in here, and you can unfold it, and it talks about the clinical results.
That's cool.
With their product. So if you want to improve your bone density or your joint health, you can read this little piece of paper and find out how many capsules you need to take for how many weeks.
You know they believe in the product when they're including that kind of thing in every box. That's very cool.
For the science people like things that are proven and scientifically proven. I love this product. So
yeah.
Worth checking out. It's on sale for a couple more, you know, another week or so.
And I just want to say that Steven said bone density. It helps with bone density. That's huge.
Yeah. Gigantic. Mm-hmm. Not a lot of things do that either.
Plus all the other things, right?
I want to remind everybody one more time about the panel discussion coming up next week.
That's going to be Tuesday at 5:15. That's Tuesday, October 29th at 5:15.
And be sure to join our friends at Family Natural Foods for that and all your other needs. 910 West Grand Avenue, right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Give them a call, 715-423-3120, 423-3120. Bookmark their fantastic webpage, familynaturalfood.com. And be sure to follow them on social media. It's a great follow, great way to keep up to date on the things in your community. Both of you, thank you so much for the time. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
We'll be back with more show right here on Midday Magazine at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.